9:50, we'll come out of recess and reconvene. Continue on with our regular agenda. Our next order of business, we have the approval of the lease agreement for Tailwind Plains, LLC. With us from the airport this morning, we have Mr. Mike Mullick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
So what we have here is a one-year lease agreement with Tailwind Plains, LLC, which is essentially the flight school.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. The agreement that we have in front of us would be from November 1st, 2025 through October 31st, 2026. In that, there was some stipulations about prorate of utilities. Do we do any of that at this time, or they just pay a standard monthly fee?
They just pay standard monthly. There's not really any utilities other than lights utilized in that area. So.
And we're already heating and cooling the rest of the building anyway. Is it closed off? Doesn't have any different controls for that particular part?
Right, no different.
Okay. And then as far as the insurance verification on that, do we get an annual update on that
Yes.
You keep on file for their coverage on that?
Correct, on liability insurance.
Okay, which is a $1 million policy that is required per the county. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 11th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. Has there been any increases on this in the past, Mike, or have they paid pretty much the standard fee?
The increase last year, we've kept it the same going on to this renewal here.
Okay. And then just for my, just for knowledge, I guess, is a better way to say it. What exactly does the flight school perform? What is their?
So they offer flight training to the community. They run anywhere from 10 to 12 students at a time. I believe there's four instructors working for them right now.
Okay.
And the space is just office space there in the terminal building.
Is there any questions for Mr. Mullick?
I don't have any.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion.
Move to approve the approval of lease agreement for Tailwind Plains, LLC, by and between Taney County and Tailwind Plains, LLC.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Next up, we have approval of marriage and dissolution fees pursuant to RSMO 455.200. With us this morning, we have Taney County Treasurer, Ms. Melanie Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I emailed this letter to you all last week. It just states that they have to apply for the funds. The Crisis Center of Taney County, the only applicant we had, need you to approve that so I can send a letter by November 15th saying they are awarded the funds, and then the funds will actually go out in January after we have collected for their whole year. And it's approximately, it will be around $5,600.
Okay. And historically, the Women's Crisis Center has been the only one to apply
yes.
for it in the past.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, is it not?
Well, it's also known as.
Oh,
it's
also AKA.
Yeah.
It's
the Crisis Center.
The Crisis Center, I'm sorry.
Also okay. known as the Women's Crisis Center.
I was trying to find, is there any other, do you have any other information?
I don't have any other. She has the letter that she had emailed us.
You have
a copy of it?
Yeah, please, sorry.
That's okay.
I should have made a call. Well, you emailed it to us, that's our fault. So you need us to designate an award?
Yes.
Move to designate and award the marriage and dissolution fees to the Crisis Center, also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. You can keep that.
Okay. I'll put it in the file. Thank you. All right. Next, we have our Taney County Auditor, our presentation of the Taney County Proposed 2026 Budget Document. With us this morning, Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pursuant to Statute 50.540 RSMO, I would like to present to you the 2026 Taney County proposed budget that has been prepared for your review. This document gives the requested expenditures and anticipated revenues given from each department, officer, commission, or other agency of the county. After reviewing all of the requests, I have adjusted the revenues and expenditures to provide the commission with this proposed 2026 budget document. Any department, officer, commission, or other agency of the county has been notified of any recommended decrease to their request, their presented request. In the general county fund, also known as the GCR fund, the total revenues anticipated are $25,680,449, and the total expenditures requested and adjusted are $23,911,841. The estimated beginning balance for general county fund is $28,300,000, and the anticipated ending balance will be $30,068,608. Keep in mind, this budget includes the emergency fund of $775,000 required by statute 50.540 RSMO, which is more than 3% of the total estimated general fund revenues, and the contingency fund of $500,000, which is used for unforeseen expenditures. Included in the general county fund allocations is $500,000 for capital improvements. The Road and Bridge Fund's estimated beginning balance is $14,200,000, with projected revenues of $16,068,800 and expenditures budgeted at $20,304,721. The estimated end balance will be $9,964,079. Included in the Road and Bridge funds are the Road and Bridge County Aid Road Trust Fund, or the CART Fund, and the Road and Bridge Trust Fund. The CART Fund is comprised of money from taxes and fees collected from motor fuel tax, motor vehicle sales tax, and motor vehicle fees. The Road and Bridge Trust Fund includes money from a 1/2 cent sales tax. Included in the Road and Bridge Fund's allocations is $1.5 million contingency funds and $2 million for capital improvements. In the Law Enforcement Tax Fund, the total anticipated revenues are $9,562,227, and the total estimated expenditures are $14,367,124. The projected beginning balance for this fund is $5 million, and the anticipated ending balance will be $195,103. This fund was budgeted to provide enough money for maintaining the judicial building and a portion of the requested expenditures from the sheriff, jail, juvenile, and prosecutor's department. This fund also includes a contingency fund of $1 million for unforeseen expenditures. The sewer fund is estimated to begin at $15,645,446. This fund shows projected revenues from the sales tax and interest totaling $12,800,000. The estimated expenditure is $20,834,941 will end the fund balance at about $7,610,505. The expenditures include many sewer projects and the sewer pump out program. All other funds were budgeted on the requests made by the departments at their sole discretion. The total projected beginning funds for the 2026 proposed budget will be $69,576,341. The total estimated revenues are $71,100,358, and the total budgeted expenditures are $90,232,563. The anticipated ending balance will be $50,444,136. It is my